This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Start the hour with a little Road to a Repeat. Road to a Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So, if you want to bet tonight, who doesn't want to bet on a little Four Nations hockey tournament? Canada is a minus 230 favorite over Sweden. And tomorrow, the U.S. is a minus 350 favorite over Finland. Let's just see what's going on tonight.
Ooh.
Anybody that might be worth betting for us. Sam Reinhart tonight. Is he on Team Canada or Team Sweden, Solana?
Rhino is on Canada, I believe.
That would be my guess as well, but I didn't know. Reinhart tonight to score a goal is plus 180. Oh, the Crosman tonight, plus 350 to record two or more points, Solana.
Can never go wrong, Ben. Crosman
to score a goal, plus 250.
Oh.
They're going to score a lot, or because they're playing serious.
I don't know. I don't know. And is it regular hockey?
That's what I was going to ask. Is this like the All-Star game, or is this real hockey?
I don't know.
What do you mean, like, real hockey? Like, are they playing like with a puck and sticks?
No. Is it five on five?
Is a guy throwing his body in front of a slap shot when this is not a real game?
I believe it is just regular hockey. This is a lead up, a little tease, if you will, teaser to the Olympics, which is traditional hockey. The only difference is there's no fighting allowed in the Olympics. I could be wrong, though. Maybe it's 4-on-4, but I don't believe it is.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, the NBA All-Star game is real.
I get you. Like, are they going to play? Are they going to try hard? I think they will. I genuinely believe that they will.
Do we want them to?
I want to see a 15-13 game.
So do I.
I want to see a 2-1.
No wonder. Hold on. Let me look. Let me see what the over-under is for tonight.
I just had it up. 6.5?
Yeah, 6.5. Yeah, there's got to be 7 goals scored tonight, right? I mean, by the second period, there's got to be 7 goals.
I'm putting in the over.
Who is it tonight, Hawk? Canada and Sweden?
Yeah, Sweden.
Sweden. Gustav Forsling plays for Sweden from the Panthers.
Ah. Fan of him.
We talked about it yesterday. Panthers well represented. Eight different members, yes. More than any team.
More than any other team in the NHL.
Yeah.
I think Solana mentioned it earlier. If you want to watch tonight's game, I think tonight's game is at the Bell Center in Montreal, and then tomorrow night. No. Well, I guess they're all at the Bell Center.
All the first couple games, the group play are in.
And then it goes to Boston?
Then it goes to Boston, yeah.
Gotcha. So tonight, you can watch it on True TV and TNT. And then tomorrow night, Team USA, that's on ESPN. I'll probably watch them. I think I'm kind of into it.
Yeah.
We have a huge contest going on at the radio station. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. And it's very easy to enter. Hopefully you already have the Odyssey app. If you don't, download it. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. And then if you have it or you're just downloading it, register for an account or log into your account if you already have one. And then listen to WQAM or any participating station for a minimum of 1 hour each day. That's your entry. And you can do it every day. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Just listen to 560 QAM or our show on the free Odyssey app for up to an hour a day. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. When in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. It is a national contest. Let's do a quick look at headlines here, and then in the next segment, we can do a little 15 minutes of Heat and get you ready for the Heat game tonight. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, guys, the Heat do play tonight. They're in Oklahoma City. They're in Dallas tomorrow. Tonight, tip-off will be at 8 p.m. Tyler, questionable. Jaime, questionable. Duncan and Terry landed on the injury report as well. Questionable. All of them dealing with a stomach bug.
Many people texting in. The Four Nation is no all-star game clown, no all-star game clown show. It's national pride on the line. They will be playing for real.
Yeah.
Somebody else says it will be a serious game. It's put on by the NHL. They're getting paid by the NHL. They carry NHL injury insurance too. NHL rules. They are playing for real.
Mm-hmm.
So if they gave me a buyout then on this 6.5. It's a lot of information I just received.
What will there be tonight? More goals in the Canada-Sweden game or points by Terry Rozier?
But more, it's just hockey. Terry Rozier, man, he's bad. We talked about it. He's trying to snatch rebounds away from Bam. Bam's going to get – Bam, that's the hot take. Bam is about to get extremely frustrated with this garbage team he's on.
That I could absolutely see happening.
Yep.
There aren't too many headlines. Guys, the Marlins did have pitchers and catchers report today. And I read this a few minutes ago on Front Office Sports. Luka Doncic, his debut on ESPN as a Laker, one of the most highly anticipated debuts, obviously, as you can imagine. 2 million viewers on ESPN. Two million people tuned in. Since there aren't too many headlines, I wanted to play a new game show, a one-time game show here, if you guys are down.
I'm in.
You got no argument for me.
All right.
I'm in.
What was the worst decision? I will present you with two options, and you tell me. What was the worst decision? Okay. A look back in history. The Mavericks trading...
I don't know if that's grammatically correct. I think it might be, what was a worst decision?
What was a worst decision? Thank you.
The worst decision.
Boy, do I have such a personality flaw with that. I don't even know if I'm correct, but I think it's what was a worst decision.
What was a worst decision?
Probably either way.
It could
either
be.
Way, I think it worked. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But I prefer to correct it.
All right, we know.
Great start. The Mavericks trading Luka Doncic.
This game.
don't take his thunder, Hawk. He's excited about this.
No,
he's
excited about this. I like a radio. No. I'm not even bleeping on it. I like a good radio game show.
The Mavericks trading Luka Doncic or the city of Troy accepting the Trojan horse.
Wow. That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
It's not a tough one.
I mean, I guess it's got to be the city of Troy accepting the Trojan horse. I mean, it was their downfall.
And everybody got killed and they burned the city down.
Now, listen, that's coming close in Dallas.
The Mavs are still playing basketball.
Wow, that's a good question. But I gotta go City of Troy and the Trojan horse. Oh, wrong.
Crowder.
Now I know the answer.
Yeah, and he already.
I don't want to get the womp 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 womp. But I said it early on. Like everybody died. The kids got killed, and the city got burned down. It's Troy.
Ooh. Both 0-1. What was a worse decision? Jimmy, of course.
This game show.
You took Hawk's joke. I see what you did there. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
What was a worse decision? Trading Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers or filling the Hindenburg with hydrogen?
There's no like zap or zinger to after you finish your question.
Oh. Yeah, I guess not. My bad.
Because actually, what's that mean? The discovery of the bomb, you know, changed the outcome of the world, I guess.
Right. Yeah, you nailed that.
Are you saying that the Hindenburg led to the discovery of the atom bomb? Because I think you're making a leap.
I don't think Crowder knows what the Hindenburg is, Hawk. Must have missed that class at UF, Crowder.
You're making one hell of a leap.
Are we talking Oppenheimer? What are we going? What's
Hindenburg?
Going on?
Are you not familiar with the Hindenburg?
It's the big,
the humanity,
the blimp.
Yeah, Zeppelin. I would say the worst decision was going to Crowder on that particular question.
The blimp.
What was a worse decision, gentlemen? The Mavs trading Luka Doncic or Channing Crowder running from the cops in Gainesville?
You know what? I had a chance to get away. Once the trade was did, it was in.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the trade. The trade was actually a worse decision there.
I could have evaded. No.
Hey.
I could have got away.
Got one right.
What was a worse decision?
Not as drunk as I was, though.
What was a worse decision?
There was no chance I was beating them.
The Mavs trading Luka Doncic or the inventor of the Titanic? The inventor of the Titanic. Only putting lifeboats that could fit half of the people on the Titanic.
Again, I feel like there needs to be something that, you know, signifies that's the stinger. And then we're almost there. I mean, obviously the Titanic. People died horrific deaths there. No, I got that wrong. I'm stunned. Oof, a little bit because
so
many, many lives were lost by a faulty decision there. I feel like that one needs to be re-looked at by the judge.
Well, he did. He built an unsinkable ship, though. So why do I need all these lifeboats? Because my ship is unsinkable.
Man,
no way.
What was a worse decision? The Mavs trading Luka Doncic or Channing Crowder running from the cops the second time in Gainesville?
The second time they were on horses. They were on horses. That's a tough race. Who's beat a horse in a race before?
I heard a very slight stinger at the end of that question. If you missed it, if you blinked, you missed it. The Luka trade was worse than that.
There we go.
What was a worse decision? The Mavs trading Luka Doncic or Hawk not using the free supply of Rogaine that was sent to him when he endorsed the product on the Levitard show?
Oh, I heard the little stinger again. I used some sprouts. I was using it. I wasn't using
Where'd they sprout?
I wasn't using it. I was endorsing it. I wasn't using it. I'm going to say the Luka trade.
Let's say Luka.
Right.
He ain't comfortable. He ain't want no sprouts. Man, that's natural. That's hard.
I believe in God.
Jesus is going to grow that hair back.
What was a worse trade? First ever rendition.
That was what was a worse trade? Because none of them were trades except one part of it.
What was a worse decision?
You say that a Heisenberg? What is this?
Yeah, the Heisenberg. You got it. The Heisenberg. The Heisenberg and the Titanic led to the discovery of the atom bomb, of course. That was good. I enjoyed that. It needs to be fleshed out a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I could play
quantum
that again.
Quantum mechanics.
Okay.
Quantum mechanics, huh?
I was close.
We do that again in the 5 o'clock hour? You have enough in your arsenal?
I have a couple more. Yeah, we could do that again.
All right.
Crowder, just
the headlines, Solana.
Just Google Napoleon. so you're not caught off guard.
Heisenberg.
Yeah, Heisenberg. Breaking Bad.
Man, God rest his soul.
Too soon.
Yeah, that Titanic bit did make me sweat a little. I'm not going to lie, Hawk. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Headlines.
Rose gave up the goodies first night, and then she's also going to throw $1 billion into the bottom of the ocean.
Crazy.
True love, man.
That wasn't true love. It gave up the nookie 4 hours in.
It was true love.
Yeah, true nothing. True foolishness.
He did paint her, though, like a French girl.
You fast-ass little girl. Now you want to hold on to the diamond forever.
Man, I thought you were going to say something else. I don't know if you guys... partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be.
What was the worst trade? You're saying the Titanic sinking or Luka?
No, not
to the Lakers.
Not what I asked, Jack. Not what I asked. that is your weather.
All right, very good. We will do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. Get you ready for tonight's game.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hate everybody on this show.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We have to get to 15 minutes of heat. Do you have a big open for it, Solana?
I do, Hawk.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
What do you next to this? That game show was terrible, but it's still better than Dwayne Wade's game show.
The box.
The cube.
Oh, the OnlyFans page I looked at. The cube.
Minutes of heat. Sponsored by my friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online, hollywoodkia.com.
Heat and OKC tonight, 8 o'clock tip. You will hear it here on 560 QAM. We told you earlier OKC is a 14.5-point favorite. Let's see some props. Andrew Wiggins, you want to guess?
He lost me money the other day, Hawk. You weren't on. I'm like, this is
over,
his
right?
debut. This is his debut. He's going to come out like Jimmy. Yeah, he has to be lower. I think it was 16. It has to be lower than that. 14?
15.5.
I'm not. Nope.
Tyler?
He got a ball. 20 and a half.
I mean, you're going to say that every night that they play, right? That he's got a ball. Like, there's not many other options to score.
I actually was looking up his contract and when he's up, because if he balls out, he can get him a nice little deal, new deal, because he can show he can be a two or a one, you know, like wherever. Tyler got to go crazy for the Heat to have a chance.
I wouldn't say it's down to 20.5. It's probably been floating around, what, Hawk? 24.5. You're playing OKC. He's questionable. So 22.5?
21.5. Hmm. But, man, if he's, like, if he's feeling ill, I don't know.
Yeah,
Bam is 17.5. Khalil Ware is 10.5. You said SGA earlier, didn't you? It's 31.5.
Hmm. Like a Bam double-double. That's probably minus 6,000.
Let's see here. Bam double-double is minus 145. It's not that long. That's not a bad bet. Minus 145 is not terrible.
I think I'm going to bet that if I can cash out this Canadian-Sweden game.
How about a Bam triple-double?
Oh.
Plus 2,500.
I know that. What's that? Plus 1,000?
Plus 2,250.
Yeah.
How many has he had in his career, triple-doubles, Solana? Do you have any idea?
Ooh, in his career?
Yeah.
Seven, I want to say? Six or seven?
Three.
How about threes made tonight? Wiggins over-under is 2.5.
Watched him shoot. What about this Kyle Anderson under?
There's no Kyle Anderson props. No, Tyler Hero,
about to say,
made is 3.5. There's no Rozier props. Rozier's not playing tonight?
He's questionable. Him and Duncan are questionable.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But they were added.
Kyle Anderson's blind. I don't know why they traded for him.
They were added to the injury report today, so with a stomach illness. So it's... doesn't seem likely that they're going to play. By the way, Bam Adebayo has had 9 career triple-doubles.
Ooh, that's surprising.
Jimmy Butler tonight, over-under. They play the Mavs, Golden State in Dallas.
18.5.
I mean, Butler's been that dude, man. 19.5 is 19 the total. And a half.
I mean, they haven't played anybody. They played the Bulls. And they played the Bucks without Giannis. I mean, let's watch them play a real team.
Who's better, Golden State or the Lakers?
Probably Golden State.
Who's better? As in, like, who's the better team? Who would you rather be?
Yeah.
The Lakers.
F and Jimmy.
LeBron and Luka.
Oh, it's
that's why I'm asking.
And Steph got the memo on Jimmy that he had to kiss his butt. Did you hear his post-game press conference? Steph scored 38. Hey, man, great game, you know, and he broke some record. Oh, you know, just the guy to have Jimmy here, both sides of the court. He's an amazing defender. And, you know, with the dynamic he has, I'm like, goodness gracious, Steph, you scored 38?
Yeah, I don't
know. Luka tonight over-under. Lakers at Utah.
He hasn't been filling the stat sheet.
Well, he only had that one game, though.
Yeah, he only played.
And I think, what do you have, 11 points or something?
Yeah, it wasn't great numbers.
14 points, I think, in 22 minutes, 23 minutes. Remember, it was his first game since Christmas, since December 25th. So, and they were up 30 points. Like, there was no reason to rush him and play him a lot of minutes. I would imagine he'd play a little bit more today. I don't know, 18.5?
24
less
and
than
a half.
That, 16.5.
24.
Wow.
Oh, under.
LeBron 24.5 tonight as well.
What's Luka assists?
Luka assists tonight is 6.5, but minus 155.
Yeah.
There was a question written to Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel that Ira, looks like we'll be under 500 at the All-Star break with the Thunder and the Mavs coming up. Thunder tonight, then the Mavs. So my question is, why did Pat Riley wait so long? By the time you suspend someone a third time, you know it's over. as bad as it looked against Boston, if we had Andrew Wiggins and the new guys on that last trip, maybe we wouldn't lose in Chicago and Brooklyn. Instead, Pat left them shorthanded. And this is what Ira Winderman says. Because you're, I mean, in my opinion, you're playing with, you know, the hindsight game. You know, oh, you knew that you were going to end up with those guys. Why didn't you get them sooner? And I would submit to, well, let me read you what Ira wrote. Considering the Heat's limited haul for Jimmy Butler, it certainly ended up looking like a deal that didn't have to go to the wire, or at least the day before the deadline. But until the Warriors knew they definitely were out on Kevin Durant, they were in a holding pattern. And when you look at the trade volume on deadline day around the league, it's not as if a single team can speed the process. The only clock that could have been moved up with Jimmy Butler was the clock last summer. Instead, the Heat rolled the dice back then. But yes, earlier would have been better with Andrew Wiggins, Davion Mitchell, and Kyle Anderson. All I would say to that, I would submit to you that if they pulled the trigger on a Butler for Wiggins deal a week before the deadline, people would have been outraged. You didn't get enough. You should have shopped him better. So I think they played it right. I think they wanted to remain in the mix for anything that might break out. They knew they were going to trade him at some point, which is the emailer's point. You know you're trading him. So why not get the guys that you're going to end up getting as early as you can, and then maybe you get a little bit more consistency quicker, and maybe you end up with a couple more dubs at the end of the season than you end up with. But, I mean, I think in the situation, the hand they were dealt with this Jimmy Butler thing, I kind of feel like they did the best that they could do coming out of it.
And Jimmy was doing the dealing because he was messing up all the trades and talking crazy and getting suspended. The KD thing, though, because I was watching the Suns game last night, and KD's gone. He's not going to play on the Suns next season. He's going to be – they were talking about, like, it's over. Are we back in the KD sweepstakes, though?
100%.
But from KD's perspective, like, I need to get to Miami to play with Tyler and Bam? Because he's still a dog.
The problem is, how are you going to get KD to play with Tyler and Bam? What are you giving up if Tyler and Bam are still here?
We have one, don't we?
I mean, someone has to get. Does he have a no trade clause?
No. The only two players in the NBA with a no trade clause, LeBron James and your boy Bradley Beal.
Amazing. Really amazing. I don't think we have the assets to get him. He would want to come here. I absolutely believe that. But I just don't think that they can put together what another team will be able to put together. And you're going to get him on a one-year rental, essentially, because he's got 1 year left. Now, if he agrees to an extension, that's up to him. But, man, I mean, you'd have to give up a lot. And he's getting older.
Say, that's one of them things where he's not coming here to play with Bam and Tyler. He's coming here to play with Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Well, I think Phoenix would rather have Jaime Jaquez Jr. and the young guys. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, is a season or two with KD worth it?
Yes. He was just last night he was the eighth player in NBA history to get 30,000 points. I would love that.
But what has it equated to in Brooklyn or Phoenix? You know what I mean? Like, man,
NBA final MVPs.
Golden State. That was a pretty good team he was with. Wait a second. That was a pretty good team that he was with. I think you end up doing, with KD, you might end up doing the same thing that you did at the end of the Jimmy Butler tenure, which is, hey, you had a track record. You know how things are going to go with him. And you rolled the dice, and you probably stayed at the table too long. Don't you think with KD, where's his last three stops been, Solana?
Phoenix now.
What was that?
Brooklyn.
Wasn't there another team in between that Golden State?
No, because after Golden State, he went to Brooklyn. Forced his way out. And the Heat, you know, they were rumored to be a team he wanted to go to, but it was going to take – he wanted to play with Bam, but it was going to take trading Bam to get Kevin Durant, and the Heat didn't didn't want to pull the trigger on that.
He's 36 now.
He's not Phoenix Shaquille O'Neal, the big cactus.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you, everywhere he's gone outside of Golden State, he has not been able to lead them to anything.
And this Phoenix thing went downhill fast, boy. Beal, him, and Booker, that went downhill. Bro, that's not even a season.
Would you give up young guys for him, Solana, and draft picks?
I don't know, because we kind of found out from the latest reporting that, you know, what Phoenix was asking for was basically like a haul of all the Heat's young guys. Like, I don't know exactly who, but you would imagine like Khalil Ware was a name that was tossed around. Nikola Jovic was a name tossed around, plus picks, plus basically all the Heat's picks. And who knows, like maybe they're even saying we want Tyler Hero as well. Like, let's find a way to do all that. And we even discussed it. Hero for Durant, would you do it? And the Heat clearly were not as interested in that type of deal. So I don't know. If you could tell me next year you could pair Kevin Durant, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero, those three.
Take Tyler out of it. If you could pair KD and Bam together.
I like it.
Are the Heat better than they are this season? Probably.
They have to be.
Probably. Yeah. But are you willing to give up having Tyler and Bam here? Tyler's 25. For 1 year, maybe, of Kevin Durant at 37 years old.
Right.
I mean, I know
good years, maybe. Yeah.
I know somebody out there saying, hey, Tyler and Bam have gotten you nowhere. Then they're going to get you nowhere. Look at who the team is this year. Like, I get it, but I don't know, man. Like, you have your sights set on 2026, and you're going to punt on that, or just remaining flexible for 1 year of Bam and Durant. Is that enough? I don't know.
I'll tell you, Tyler, was it 30 games left, Solana, somewhere around there? 28 games, whatever it is.
31.
Tyler has a chance right now. Tyler has a chance to show that he's the guy that you can't just say, oh, it's Tyler Hero. He could put some respect on his name in these next 30 games because he's the guy.
Oh, he's going to make a bucket of money. There is no question. He's young, and he is a bucket.
But remember when they kept shopping him offseason after offseason? He could still shoot. He could, like, we know he can play. He's an NBA starter on any team he's on. But I'm talking about if he goes out there and becomes the guy and starts winning games and dropping, you know, 28 a game, 30, getting some 40-point game, like, you have to look at him. I would look at him different. I'll even put it on myself. I would look at Tyler differently if he comes out like a dog number one player on a bad team right now, because that's not Bam's game, but Tyler has the ability to do that.
He's an all-star. I mean, like, around the league, coaches voted. This wasn't the fan vote. Coaches voted him in. Like, I think he's earned the respect around the league that he's that caliber player.
But, Solana, that's what I'm saying, but do you talk about Dame Lillard, Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo? Like, if you start down the line of names, Tyler's way down the
list. It'll be a while before you get to Tyler, but I don't think he's in danger of cracking that elite level at any point in his career.
No.
What if he goes out and carries this team on his back for the next 30 games? Like, that would be impressive to me.
And be to an Eastern Conference Finals? I mean, it ain't going to happen.
Not this struggling Heat team, Tyler Hero, 37, 6-8. Like, damn.
People would take notice of 37, 6-8 at the end of the season.
37, 6-8?
How many would he have to score the remainder of the season to get to 37 as his game average? He had to put up like 50 and 60 points a game.
Those type of games with some 26s and 35s.
Tua will get a lot more respect on his name if he starts putting up 700 yards a game too. And anything can happen once you get to the postseason. So I bring everything back for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, which is coming up next. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Hawk and Crowder.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.